Maybe church was a part of your childhood, or maybe it's been a while. This season, come home for Christmas at Rock City Church. You'll experience an encouraging message, powerful worship, and moments that remind you of the wonder of the season. It's a chance to slow down, celebrate, and remember what Christmas truly means. Bring your family, invite a friend. Let's make this Christmas one to remember. Find service times, locations, and details at rockcitychurch.tv. We'll see you this Christmas.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Remember that project? You know the one, where you poured hours in, brainstorming, drafting. Felt like you were practically carrying the whole team.
Oh, yeah. Definitely been there.
Or maybe, you know, a different kind of group. Volunteer committee, family thing. Hmm. Where you just knew some people were driving it.
Mm-hmm.
While others were just, well, sort of present. It's pretty universal, I think.
It really is.
And it sparks that fundamental question. In any group, how do you tell who's genuinely working and who's just kind of riding the wave?
Right, the contribution question.
Exactly, and that curiosity. That's what's driving this deep dive. Our mission, drawing from our source material on group project dynamics, is to really unpack the signs in group projects. Who's working and who's just vibing?
That phrase really captures it, doesn't it?
It does. So we're going to explore those subtle but really telling cues, the observable things that show different engagement levels.
Yeah.
And look, this isn't about judging people. It's about understanding what makes teams effective, making collaboration fairer, and hopefully making your group projects better. So, okay, let's unpack this.
Absolutely. You've really hit on something foundational there. Recognizing these dynamics, it's not just about, you know, confirming a hunch.
Right.
It's about understanding the core ingredients of a team that actually works well, making sure everyone feels they're doing their fair share.
And that the project succeeds, ultimately.
Exactly. It's vital, whether you're leading some huge corporate thing or just, I don't know, organizing a neighborhood potluck.
Totally. So let's kick this off clearly. When we talk about these signs in group projects, what are we really looking at? These aren't formal KPIs or performance reviews, are they?
No, precisely. These aren't things you'd find on a spreadsheet, usually. What's so interesting here is that these signs are the observable things, right? Often subtle.
Uh-huh.
The behavioral cues, the patterns, or sometimes the lack of patterns that just emerge from how people engage with the task, with their teammates.
Like the unspoken stuff?
Kinda, yeah. They're like the whispers of the group's dynamics. They subtly point towards someone's engagement level, their work ethic, their overall participation.
Okay. Can you give an example?
Sure. Think about how quickly someone replies to a really critical group email.
Right. Or if they reply at all.
Exactly. Or the quality of questions someone asks or doesn't ask during brainstorming.
Mm.
It could be body language on a video call. Are they leaning in, nodding, or are they, you know, clearly multitasking?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Or maybe someone consistently volunteers, but only for the easy stuff. Or never volunteers at all. It's about what you can actually see and hear.
And maybe even feel sometimes, the energy.
Yeah, even feel in the team setting. These cues put together, they start to paint a picture.
Okay, I follow that completely. Reading between the lines, but focused on contribution. So observing these cues, how do we conceptually separate who's working from who's just vibing? Because that line can feel pretty blurry sometimes.
Ha, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? We're really looking at a spectrum of engagement here.
Okay, a spectrum.
Yeah. On one end, you've got working. This usually means active contribution, taking initiative, proactively offering solutions, consistently meeting commitments.
So they're doing stuff.
They're doing stuff, and they're taking ownership, not just of their little piece, but of the whole project's success.
Can you flesh that out a bit? What does that look like in practice?
Okay, so a working team member might say, proactively schedule a follow-up meeting after a discussion felt a bit vague.
Instead of waiting for someone else to do it.
Right, to nail down the next steps. Or they might volunteer to draft a really challenging section before anyone even asks.
You're kicking the hard parts.
Or maybe they dive into some extra research that wasn't explicitly assigned, but, you know, clearly helps everyone. They'll offer specific constructive feedback on other people's work.
Showing they actually read it.
Exactly. Their emails aren't just, got it. Their progress updates or smart questions that move things forward. They're always looking for ways to, like, optimize, refine, push towards the goal.
That paints a really clear picture. Proactive engagement.
Yeah.
Okay, so what about the other end? The vibing. How does that show up in behavior?
So vibing, in contrast, it often implies a more passive presence.
Passive, okay.
Minimal output, maybe. A tendency to wait for very explicit direction, sometimes even repeated direction. Mm. It's kind of a reliance on others to carry the main load. And again, we're not guessing why they're doing it. We're focused on the observable output and interaction.
Right, just what you see.
Exactly. So a vibing person might consistently miss deadlines without saying anything beforehand.
Oh, that's a classic.
Or they always offer really vague agreement, like, looks good, or, yeah, fine by me, no specifics, even on their own part.
Even when you need specifics.
Right. They might be slow to respond to important messages or just disappear during key decision times.
Ghosting the group chat.
Sort of, yeah. Only to pop back up later with a really general question. Or you might see a pattern where they only take the easiest tasks. Or only finish them when someone gently nudges them multiple times.
Okay.
It's that consistent absence of demonstrable action and initiative, and that really impacts the team's momentum.
I can definitely see those patterns now.
Yeah.
It's the demonstration of commitment.
Yeah.
Or the lack of it.
Okay.
Okay, but this isn't just, like, interesting theory, is it?
Not at all.
So what does this all mean for you listening right now in your next group project? Why is it actually crucial to recognize these dynamics? Beyond just, you know, being curious.
Well, this connects directly to the bigger picture, team success. Understanding these signs isn't about finger pointing or trying to create drama.
You know, you definitely don't want that.
Right. It's crucial for making sure the workload is shared fairly, for ensuring the quality of the project and getting it done on time. And maybe most importantly, for keeping team morale positive.
Morale is huge.
It really is. Think about it. Studies show teams where contribution feels visible and fair. They report much higher satisfaction, less internal fighting.
That makes sense.
When people feel like their effort is being matched, that positivity just spreads, you know? Right. It leads to better collaboration, often higher quality work.
So noticing these signs helps the team manage itself better.
Exactly. You can spot potential problems early, maybe adjust roles before a deadline is right on top of you. It really contributes to learning, too, and just getting a stronger final result, which raises an important question.
Yeah.
How do we move from just observing these patterns to actually understanding what they mean for the team's health and success?
That is a powerful question. Because observing is one thing, but acting thoughtfully is another. And it sounds like interpreting these signs, it's not always simple.
Definitely not.
How can we approach this observation with a critical eye, but also an empathetic one? Make sure we're seeing the whole picture, not just jumping to conclusions. Mm.
This is where the nuance really kicks in. It's so important to remember these signs are indicators. They're not definitive proof of someone's intention or lack of it.
Okay, so not always what they seem.
Exactly. One person's vibing might actually be another person's deep thinking. You know, thoughtful contemplation.
Right, the quiet person in the meeting.
Might be incredibly diligent offline, producing amazing work in solitude. Or maybe a sudden drop in participation isn't laziness. Maybe it's due to external pressures you don't know about.
Like a personal issue or another deadline.
Precisely. Something they haven't shared yet. Context is absolutely key here.
So don't assume the worst.
Right. We need to encourage critical thinking about why certain behaviors might be happening instead of immediately slapping on a negative label.
Hmm.
It means being observant, yes, but also reflective, considering all sorts of factors, communication style, current capacity, even cultural differences in how people express agreement or uncertainty.
It takes effort.
It does, but that nuanced understanding helps avoid misinterpretations. It promotes a more thoughtful, empathetic approach, and ultimately a more effective way to manage team dynamics. It's about solving the problem, not just identifying a problem person.
That's such a crucial point, reminding us there's often more to the story. Okay, so let's say we've been observant, we've considered the nuances, and we genuinely feel there's an imbalance. What do we do then? How can teams actually address these things without creating, you know, tension or resentment?
Hey, this is where the rubber meets the road, right?
Yeah, the practical bit.
Often the very first step is setting super clear expectations right from the start.
Before the project even gets going properly.
Ideally, yes. teams that take time to define specific roles, what needs to be delivered, how you'll communicate, like how often do we check in, how do we give feedback, how do we handle disagreements.
Getting it all out there.
Exactly. Yeah. Those teams are way more likely to report feeling a shared sense of responsibility and have higher success rates.
Okay, so clear expectations up front. What about once you're in the thick of it?
Then implement structured check-ins, but keep them brief.
Not micromanaging.
No, not at all. It's about creating a consistent rhythm for updates. Maybe a quick 10-minute stand-up meeting twice a week.
Okay.
Or even just a shared document where everyone quickly posts, say, 3 bullet points, what I did, what I'm doing next, any roadblocks.
Simple but effective.
Yeah. And if you notice a consistent lack of input from someone specific, engage directly, but keep it non-confrontational.
How do you do that?
Well, instead of accusing, just state an observation and ask an open-ended question. Like, hey, I noticed we haven't gotten your input on the marketing strategy yet. Is there anything blocking you, or is there a way I could help?
That's good. Open, supportive.
Exactly. It opens the door without putting them on the defensive.
That's a fantastic, really empathetic way to approach it. But what if, you know, that first gentle outreach doesn't quite fix the pattern? Are there other strategies?
Absolutely. If a pattern continues, it might be time to offer more specific support or even reevaluate roles.
Okay.
Maybe the task just isn't a good fit for their strengths right now. Or maybe they genuinely need more help breaking it down.
So you could ask?
You could ask, is there maybe another task that would fit your strengths better right now? Or would it be helpful if we broke this part down into smaller steps together?
Still supportive.
Still supportive. Now, if the issue still persists and it's really impacting the project, the team might need to have more open discussion about redistributing tasks.
That sounds tough.
It can be. Or even seeking outside mediation if the project's stakes are high enough. The key thing, always, is to focus on the behavior and the project's needs. Don't make it personal.
Right. Keep it about the work.
Exactly. Ultimately, it's about empowering the team to adapt and support all its members, rather than letting one tricky dynamic derail the whole thing. And studies even suggest, you know, teams with clear ways to handle conflict early. They perform significantly better, like up to 20% better than teams that just avoid friction.
Wow, 20%. That's huge. Okay, those are incredibly practical, really actionable insights. So as we wrap up this deep dive, wow, we've covered a lot.
We have.
We've gone from just wondering about group projects to conceptually identifying who's working and who's vibing through those subtle signs.
Mm-hmm.
We explored what those signs actually look like,
mm-hmm.
how to sort of differentiate active contribution from more passive presence, and crucially, why understanding all this is so vital for good collaboration.
And how to handle it constructively.
Yes. We even touched on those practical strategies for addressing challenges head on without causing a meltdown. So next time you're in a group setting, big or small, maybe consider these dynamics. Pay attention to those subtle cues, the patterns of engagement, the ebb and flow of contribution.
Yeah, they're not just random behaviors.
No, they're valuable insights into how your team is actually functioning.
And ultimately, recognizing these signs, it just allows for more informed decisions within the team, whether that means adjusting roles or offering support or just opening up a conversation to make sure everyone succeeds and feels it's fair.
It empowers the team.
Exactly. Makes them more resilient, more productive, and honestly, probably more enjoyable to be a part of.
Absolutely. So a final thought for you to take away. As you navigate your own collaborations, your own team efforts, what insights might you gain by paying closer attention to these subtle signs of work ethic and participation around you? And maybe, how might proactively engaging with them transform your next group project? Turn it from something you dread into, well, a shared victory, something to mull over until our next deep dive.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.